Hello and welcome to Inspiration Sounds. You're listening to episode 42 on Radio Sri Chinmoy. I'm Budsamudra Knox, as always. Well, welcome back, everybody. I hope you're ready for a couple of few more stories from Sri Chinmoy. Today I have two for you, like I normally do. One is called I Want Only One Student the Heart, and the other is called The Thief's Protector. So without any further ado, without any further introductions, settle in, and I hope you enjoy these stories from the heart of the world. I Want Only One Student, The Heart, written by Sri Chinmoy and dramatized by Budsamudra Knox. There was a spiritual master who had hundreds of followers and students. He often gave discourses at different places, churches, synagogues, temples, schools and universities. For over 20 years, whenever he was invited and wherever his disciples made arrangements for him, he gave talks. He gave talks for children and for adults. He gave talks for university students and for housewives. Sometimes he gave talks before scholars and advanced seekers. Finally, there came a time when the master decided to discontinue his lectures. He told his disciples, "Enough. I have done this for a long time. I won't give any more talks. From now on, I will be silent." For 10 years, the master gave no talks. He maintained silence in his ashram. He maintained silence everywhere. He'd answered thousands of questions, but now he didn't even meditate before the public. His disciples begged him to resume his previous practice of giving talks, answering questions, and holding public meditations. They all pleaded with him, and finally he consented. Immediately the disciples made arrangements. They put advertisements in the newspapers and they put up posters everywhere to announce that their master was going to give talks and hold high meditations for the public again. He went to these places with some of his favourite disciples, and hundreds of people gathered together to listen and have their questions answered. But to everyone's surprise, the master wouldn't talk. From the beginning to the end of the meeting, 2 hours, he remained absolutely silent. Some of the seekers in the audiences were annoyed. They had come from far and wide because they had read in the newspaper and seen on posters that the master would give a short talk, answer questions, and hold a meditation.
"Why won't he talk?"
they asked.
"He is a liar," said many,
and they got disgusted. These people left the meetings early. Others stayed for the whole 2 hours with the hope that perhaps the master would speak near the end, but he closed the meditations without saying anything. Some of the people in the audience felt inner joy. Some stayed only because they were afraid that if they left early, others would think they weren't spiritual and couldn't meditate. So some left, some stayed with great reluctance. Some stayed in order to prove themselves to others, and a very few stayed with sincerity and devotion. This went on for 3 or 4 years. There were many who criticized the master mercilessly and embarrassed the disciples, saying,
"Your master's a liar. How do you people justify putting advertisements in the paper that he's going to give a talk, answer questions, and hold meditations? He only holds meditations, and we don't learn anything from them. Who can meditate for 2 or 3 hours? He's fooling us, and he's fooling himself."
Some of the close disciples were very disturbed. They pleaded with their master again and again to give just a short talk and to answer a few questions at the end of the meditation. Finally, he agreed. On the next occasion, the master didn't actually forget. but he changed his mind. He kept meditating, and this time, instead of 2 hours, he meditated for 4 hours. Even his close disciples were distressed. They couldn't be angry with him, for it's a serious karmic mistake to get angry with one's master. But they were afraid that someone from the audience would stand up and insult him. In their minds, they prepared themselves to protect him in case some calamity took place. When 4 hours had passed and there was no sign that the master would either talk or close the meeting, one of the very close disciples stood up and said, "Master, please, don't forget your promise." The master said thoughtfully, "My promise? Yes, I made a promise to you people. It's my duty to give a talk. Today, my talk will be very short. I wish to say that I have given hundreds of talks, thousands of talks. But who heard me? Thousands of ears and thousands of eyes. My students were the ears and the eyes of the audience, thousands and thousands of ears and eyes. But I have failed to teach them anything. Now I want a different type of student. My new students will be hearts. I have given messages at thousands of places. These messages entered into one ear and went right out through the other. People saw me giving talks and answering questions. For a fleeting second, their eyes glimpsed something in me, and then it was gone. While I was speaking about sublime truth, peace, light, and bliss, the ears could not receive it because the ears were already full of rumor, doubt, jealousy, insecurity, and impurity accumulated over many years. The ears were polluted and didn't receive my message. And the eyes did not receive my truth, peace, light, and bliss because they saw everything in their own way. When human eyes see something beautiful, they immediately start comparing. They say, how is it that he's beautiful? His speech is beautiful. His questions and answers are beautiful. Why can't I be the same? Then jealousy enters. The human ear and the human mind respond through jealousy. The ears and the eyes have played their role. They have proved to be unworthy students, and I couldn't teach them. Their progress has been unsatisfactory. Now I want new students, and I have new students. These students are hearts where oneness will grow, oneness with truth, oneness with light, oneness with inner beauty, oneness with what God has and what God is. It is the heart student who has the ability to identify with the Master's wisdom, light, and bliss. And when one heart identifies itself with the Master, it discovers its own reality. Infinite truth, peace, light, and bliss. The heart is the real listener. The heart is the real observer. The heart is the real student who becomes one with the Master. One with the Master's realization, with the Master's vision, and with the Master's eternal light. From now on, the heart will be my only student. The Thief's Protector, written by Sri Chinmoy and dramatized by Budsamudra Knox. Two policemen were chasing a thief, but they couldn't catch him. Finally, the thief ran into a house and asked the owner for protection.
"I'll give you half the money I stole if you protect me."
The owner said,
"I will definitely protect you, but you have to keep your promise."
It was evening, and the police had been 200 yards behind the thief and didn't see where he'd gone. When they came to the house where he was hiding, they asked the owner,
Did you see a thief come in here?
Where? A thief in my neighborhood?
Then the owner started screaming.
A thief! Thief!
And the neighbors came out and joined the police in their search. The thief was nowhere to be found. The police were ready to leave when the owner of the house said,
I believe that the culprit will be caught. In God's creation, if anyone does anything wrong, he will be caught. How I hate thieves. We work hard for our money, and then the thieves come and steal it. Of all the crimes, I hate theft the most.
Then everyone went home, including the policeman. The man went back into his house and told the thief,
Everyone's gone. I have joined the search party, and I played my role well. Now, give me half the money. I have a new idea. You see, from now on, I'll never tell a lie or have anything to do with anybody who tells lies. I hate lies. From now on, if I see anyone telling lies, I'll punish that person. You're the first person I've seen telling lies. What? But I saved you. Yeah, you told those people you did not see me. Yeah, you protected me. But you lied. So you are the first person I've seen telling lies.
Then the thief took out his revolver and said, Now I'm going to have to kill you. The man started crying, and the thief said,
All right, let me leave peacefully, or allow me to kill you.
Oh, go, please, go. Go peacefully. I don't need your money. Just go away.
You've been listening to Radio Sri Chinmoy and to Inspiration Sounds. I hope you've enjoyed these stories this week, everybody. Thanks a lot for your encouragement. And I look forward to next week for episode 43. Number 50 is soon coming along, and that'll be a great achievement for everybody concerned. So thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed those stories. But for now, it's goodbye from me. See you later. Bye-bye.